Benvenuti ad Alma Lectio, il podcast dell'Università di Bologna dedicato alle Lectio Magistralis tenute da scienziati, intellettuali e personaggi illustri che nel corso degli anni sono stati invitati dall'Università di Bologna a condividere il loro sapere e contribuire alla divulgazione della conoscenza. Nella puntata di oggi ascoltiamo Eric Schmidt, imprenditore statunitense ed ex amministratore delegato di Google, che ha tenuto la sua lezione dottorale il 10 settembre 2021 in Piazza Maggiore a Bologna, in occasione del conferimento della laurea d'honorem in direzione aziendale dell'Università di Bologna, durante la graduation di Bologna Business School. Buon ascolto!
Thank you, Rector. Thank you, Dean. And congratulations to the graduates for the last 2 years. We're all done. This is particularly special for me, and it's an honor that I would never have imagined, because 60 years ago, I was playing in that fountain, the Neptune Fountain, and my mother would walk with me holding my hand down the street into Piazza Maggiore. I can tell you that Bologna was very, very important, because when my father came here to teach for 2 years, Americans didn't come like they do now. It was rare for United States citizens to come to Europe at all. And he just took us, my brother and I. But it had a profound impact on me. I'll give you an example, but I believe that Bologna is the place that made it possible for me to do what I did. So thank you. Because I had been in Europe, because I had understood European style and culture and been exposed to it as a boy, and of course you have to love Italians, I understood that globalization was going to be important. And I'll give you an example. My first week as CEO at Google 20 years ago, and congratulations, 20-year anniversary, I said to the senior vice president of sales, get on an airplane and go to Europe and establish our European operations. It was the first thing that I did. Today, that decision makes 10, 20, 30 billion dollars for Google today. That's because of Bologna. That's because I understood that Europe was a special place. We hired 10,000 people in engineering all throughout Europe because I knew that Europeans were that good. And I knew it because I was white here. And I've learned that innovation comes from a person, not a place. You may say, we can't do it. We're Bologna, we're Emilia-Romagna, farming, Motor Valley. But you can be it too. Because innovation is not a place, it's the people, which is why your university, 85,000 graduates, 85,000 students, 3,000 graduates today, is so incredibly important for the future of Italy, for the future of the European Union, and for the future of the world. And I would tell you, thank you. So I will tell you a bit more about what is going to happen, but I want to start by saying to each and every one of you, the next Google will probably not be in my technology. It will probably be in some other area, energy, biology, quantum, artificial intelligence. So when you graduate, you have to think bigger than just the job offer, just working, just your family. You have to think about being part of the world that you want to shape. And I will describe that. And when you figure out what you want to do, I don't want you to be polite. I want you to go for it. I want you to say, I want that. I want you to be a little aggressive, because that's how the world changes. Part of this is because of the power of capitalism. Your classes are testaments that Italians are entrepreneurial, that Italians can build new businesses, that Italy is not some static story. When I was here as a boy, Italy was largely farming. There was no internet, there was no cell phones, there was no social media, and the wealth was much lower. In the years since I was here, Bologna and Emilia-Romagna have become modern, state-of-the-art, well-managed places for corporations. I would like to see the power of capitalism be centered here in Italy, not, for example, in Milan, which is a great place, right? When I was here, the Centro Historico was all where we went. We lived across the circumferential. None of these industrial parks were here. When I fly around the Po Valley, all I see is new buildings of manufacturing and innovation. This is not the government. This is you. So here you have the rule of law, property rights, globalization, access to markets. You have high quality internet. All of these were not true a very long time ago. And Europe is now beginning to produce unicorns, so-called companies that are worth more than 1 billion. By my count, 71 companies so far. Why don't we do one here in Bologna? And I would argue that capitalism is not just a monetary goal. Capitalism creates economic growth and, in turn, in my opinion, greater tolerance, greater social mobility, and opportunity. Those are the liberal, democratic values and principles of justice that we hold dear. I find in the developing world that capitalism gives people the chance to live themselves out of poverty. When I was here, the majority of the world was destitute poor. In the last 20 years, more than 2 billion people have come out of terrible poverty around the world, especially in Asia and Africa, because of the work of many people and the access to technology. But there's lots of things that can go wrong, but think about what happened during COVID. The video calls that you made with classmates, the websites and apps that delivered food to your door when you were in quarantine, the streaming services that you spend too much time watching, the factories that shifted when they needed to because of the pandemic, and all of the capital that came in from our governments. All of this is true because of capitalism. And let's say you don't agree with me. You think that somehow capitalism is not moral, that you are of a different view of how to make progress. Go back to March 2020, more than a year ago. You had a horrific set of problems in Lombardy. Terrible, great courage, terrible suffering. If I told you then that a year later there would be remarkably effective vaccines built in a partnership, that we would be doing 5 billion doses, that we actually had invented the vaccine as COVID hit, and that we would mark our graduation in Piazza Maggiore outside and healthy, you would have said, not possible. And that's the power of capitalism working with government, who basically cleared regulation out, invention and science. That's a model that you can do here again. And I want to say that I believe that Italy's future is entrepreneurial. You know the story that many Italian firms are small, and there's a culture of small firms. I'd like those small firms to become huge. And you can do it now because you have access to the internet, to global markets, through the European Union, and because of globalization. But you go back, the rediscovery of classical teachings from Greece and Rome that happened here in the Renaissance, after a horrible plague, roughly analogous to COVID, helped Europe make a sense of a changing world. The merchants of Venice built the wealthiest city in the world. In terms of a trading empire with beautiful palaces and many of the modern principles of democracy and a modern banking system. The art and the architecture and the philosophy that came from here that I learned when I was here inspired all of humanity to do better, to move up. And I believe that Italian companies can do the same thing. We all know Fiat, Ferrari, Maranello is very close, a great place. People come for fashion events, Milan Fashion Week, Venice Biennale, the Venice Film Festival, many other such events. Italian clothing is the best in the world. I can go on, but there are other things. There's a startup building the world's largest electric vehicle battery gigafactory in Northwest Italy. Another Italian venture, where I know the people, supplied the fitness equipment and the digital training technologies for the Olympics in Tokyo, where Italy finished in the top 10. Good job. So I want you to say with me that the future is not that Italy will become the top destination for tourism, but it will become the top destination for global business. If you go back, as I understand the history, this institution was formed by students and faculty coming together. The government didn't create it. They created it 933 years ago. They had an idea of education, and they had no idea that it would last 1,000 years. That's extraordinary. So I would say to you that a technology renaissance can occur here too. I want to talk about two things and then finish. I want you to focus on the future. I believe that artificial intelligence and the competition with China will define the next 20 or 30 or 40 years of your professional lives. AI will be crucial, and China will be a major factor. They already are. In our case at Google, Google DeepMind, which is a division in Europe, or formerly Europe and Britain, that figured out a way to take the best performing data centers and make them 15, that is 15% faster. More efficient. Given the enormous challenge of climate change, AI technology, material science, new scientific activities done here and other places, working with companies in the way that the Bologna Business School does, will be how these things will be solved. Copernicus studied at this university. His scientific discoveries transformed how human beings understood their place in the universe. AI will transform how we understand our place in reality. What if an AI system writes an Oscar-winning screenplay? What if it makes a discovery that will earn it a Nobel Prize? Understanding this transition, the technical, the business, the moral, and the philosophical issues will be central to this university and to universities around the world. On China, we face a new competitor. Not an enemy, but a competitor. And that competitor is China. And China is, I believe, we're going to have uncomfortable competition with them. We will have to decide where to work and where not to. I've advocated, for example, that the United States should stay two generations ahead of China in semiconductors, which we are today, but we might lose that. But here, I'll give you an example. Europe has always had much better credit systems than America. Every time I come here, I'm impressed by how good the commerce and the credit card systems are compared to the United States. In China, they're years ahead of even Europe. How did that happen? Because we weren't watching, and they invented something new. I will tell you that democracies have one advantage: human capital. The world's talent, including the top students in China, often come from the leading research universities in the West. When people have the chance to vote with their feet, they move here. They choose democracy. If you believe, as I do, that the place is not as important as the person, and that education creates the talent, then we should be able, in our democracies, to face the competitive challenge and be even more successful. I believe that this university is one of the places that will lead for this. I began by telling you that as a boy, I played in the Neptune Fountain, and I will end by telling you that the growth of Bologna in my 60 years is so fantastic that I look forward to the many entrepreneurial companies founded from here, the enormous investment that will be placed in Italy in technology in these areas, and I'm quite sure that you all, as graduates from Bologna Business School, will be at the center of this achievement. My congratulations to each of you for what you have done. The pandemic, the school, the intensity of the work, it's only the beginning of a fantastic success for each and every one of you. And I'm so proud to be a small part of it. Thank you so, so much.
Avete ascoltato Eric Schmidt, imprenditore statunitense ed ex amministratore delegato di Google, che ha tenuto la sua lezione dottorale il 10 settembre 2021 in Piazza Maggiore a Bologna, in occasione del conferimento della laurea ad honorem in direzione aziendale dell'Università di Bologna, durante la graduation di Bologna Business School. Vi aspettiamo alla prossima Alma Lectio!